The most famous graduate of Yale's class of 68 returned to his alma mater yesterday. President Bush received an honorary degree and delivered a speech at the university's 300th commencement. Pippin Ross reports.
He won't allow the American people to stand on the same side of the street as he is.
A small and lackluster group of protesters relegated to a far corner of campus was mostly ignored by the linen and silk-suited families and alumni as they poured through the Gothic brick arches of Yale's courtyard. Some people sported buttons saying, "Leave no billionaire behind," a jab at the "Leave no child behind" motto of Mr. Bush's education plan. There were tiny yellow signs urging conservation and women's rights, but for a liberal college campus that voted overwhelmingly for Ralph Nader, the scene was remarkably low-key. Still, there was some grumbling over the university's decision to give the president an honorary Master's of Law degree. 150 professors signed a petition objecting to the award. Music history professor Leon Plantinguff says an honorarium belongs to people with exemplary academic or professional careers.
He's been given most of what he has, and he never would be where he is were it not for that family and all those connections. And those are the things that make me pause about this.
But Mr. Bush's performance as president seemed to be less of a hot topic as his performance as an undergrad. He was a strict C student who scored 73 in a class called The American Political System and a 71 in Introduction to International Relations. Mr. Bush's only serious trouble during that time of campus turmoil was for stealing a Christmas wreath. He was in charge of decorating his fraternity house. Jim Teevan was a frat brother at Delta Kappa Epsilon back then. So the thing about the Christmas wreath and the legions of girlfriends, true?
No.
What story?
What story?
Mixed emotions were apparent in the boos and cheers when Mr. Bush took to the podium to deliver a speech promoted as warm and light.
To those of you who received honors, awards, and distinctions, I say well done. And to the C students, I say you too can be president of the United States.
Even the hardline Bush detractors were softened by the president's self-deprecating humor. He blamed a Yale course in Japanese haiku, the ancient form of poetry with 17 syllables, as the reason he's perceived as bungling through the English language.
But my critics don't realize I don't make verbal gaffes. I'm speaking in the perfect forms and rhythms of ancient haiku.
Short and sweet, when the 40-minute-long graduation ceremony was over, Mr. Bush and the other honorees strolled off the stage to the theme of the film 2001, A Space Odyssey. But for many of the Ivy League parents, there was something to celebrate more immediate than the president's proposed tax cut.
No more tuition.
For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in New Haven, Connecticut.